A new school year. Can you believe it's already time for another school year to begin?
No, it's unbelievable. It feels like summer just flew by and the kids are growing up so fast.
Tell me about it. David is starting kindergarten this year. I'm excited for him, but also a bit nervous.
I remember feeling the same way when Laura and Kelly started kindergarten. It's a big step for him and for us too.
Absolutely. And speaking of the older ones, Laura is entering secondary school this year. That's a whole new ball game compared to primary.
Yes, yeah, sure. I can't believe it's secondary school already. Time really does fly. I'm hoping she will get used to her new environment soon. And I'm a bit worried about the increased amount of schoolwork she has to face.
She'll do fine, I'm sure. But I think we should make sure she has a study space at home. Secondary school surely comes with more homework and projects.
Good idea. We could set up a quiet corner with all the necessary school supplies. And maybe we should encourage her to use a planner to stay organised.
Definitely. I don't expect her to be very happy about it first, but developing those organisational skills now will benefit her in the long run. I also think we should keep an eye on her social interactions. Secondary school can be socially challenging.
True. Maybe we can have regular check-ins to see how she's feeling about her friends and classmates. Bullying and peer pressure can become stronger in secondary school.
On a positive note, I heard the school offers more extracurricular activities in secondary school. It might be a great opportunity for her to explore new interests.
That's a silver lining for sure. And hey, don't forget about Kelly. She will be in for a whole different level of academics and responsibilities at university.
I'm both proud and anxious for her. She should make sure she has a good balance between her studies and any extracurricular commitments. But I don't think we can do much about it except to gently give her some advice and hope she'll accept it.
Yes, she thinks she's an adult now, although she's only 18. And let's not forget about their well-being. School can be stressful. We should find ways to encourage open communication about their feelings.
You're right. Maybe we can plan some family excursions and activities to help them relax and bond with us. It's important they know we're here to support them.
That sounds like a wonderful idea. All in all, a new school year means so many new challenges. I just hope we can guide them through these transitions successfully.
Well, you've done a really good job of parenting so far, and let's just hope things work out fine this year again.